There is no gray. Just black and white.
If you can, get us Hillary Clinton's emails. Please, Russia, please.
This is the truth.
Please get us the emails.
This is Danny Land.
Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
All right, here we go. Podcast number 5. Feeling pretty good about this, too. Greetings from the comfortable confines of my basement in Willoughby, Ohio, which is about 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. My name is Danny Chekalinski. Browns have a new coach, and we're quite confused, my friends. People of Iran, they're turning on their government. One woman has just caused the royal family to crumble like a bad crouton. My local microbrewery closed for 48 hours, and I think it was planned. Another Democrat dropping out of the race. Man goes, had a man that went to the hospital with a 3-day erection. But we begin with an email. As always, it's Radio Danny on Facebook.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. How about that, huh?
Jump online and write to a friend and stay in touch forever. It's online.
See, here at Dannyland, we don't have a really big budget, so we pay street performers with moonshine and smokes to write our theme songs. All right, here we go. They want to talk about my prediction, my Browns coaching prediction. If you forgot about it, here it was this. Browns. One more thing. Browns are the last NFL team looking for a coach. Saturday, the Browns will announce their new head coach.
No, it's happening
today. I will tell you right now who it's going to be.
All right.
It's going to be New England offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels.
You're wrong.
Damn, I will tell you more.
No, Nate, that's
Nick
it.
Nick Caserio,
the
Browns director.
All right, there we go.
Okay, that's who the Browns should have picked, all right? That's what they should have done. Now, finally, get this. Supposedly, now Josh McDaniels was in here last Friday. He had a 7.5-hour interview. And allegedly, McDaniels challenged Browns analytics expert Paul DePodesta and the Browns owner Jimmy Haslam to draw up a play. You go, hey, why don't you come up here? Why don't you grab the marker? And why don't you put a play up here, right? That's amazing. Kevin Stefanski, he's the new head coach, or the bitch boy. It's not his fault for taking the job. It comes with a 5-year contract, all right? He never has to work another day in his life. Here's Browns play-by-play man, Jimmy Donovan, on Stefanski.
Well, Kevin Stefanski is the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Is he the right guy? Who knows right now? And that is no slam on Stefanski. Really, 37 years old, 15 years inside the Minnesota Vikings organization. Started from the ground floor and worked his way up. Worked long and hard to get to where he was this past season as the team's offensive coordinator. But he's only been a coordinator for 1 year. And, of course, now the thing that all makes us cringe around here in Cleveland.
Cringe.
He's never been a head coach before.
Oh,
and in the past, and too many times, that hasn't worked out. Either because it just hasn't worked out and the guy hasn't been ready for the job, or we haven't given him enough time. And that, more times than not, has been the real problem with the Cleveland Browns.
The bottom line is this, all right? And again, forgive me, I'm a big Browns fan, but this can relate to you in any business, all right? Think about the good jobs that you've been at, all right? You probably had a good general manager, a solid general manager, one that wouldn't micromanage. That's the problem. If you're a good and successful general manager, then you hire good people, you just get the fuck out of the way. That's what you do. Micromanaging, it never works. It just is a fine example of a manager that doesn't have any confidence in his or her ability. They always got to have my hands out, because I step back, people, they may find out what a fool I am. And this is not just me. It's the national media. Chris Sims, listen to what he has to say about the Browns.
Cleveland's a dumpster fire. That's all I can really say. It's a dumpster fire. This is nothing personal, all right? Kevin Stefanski, I've never really met him in my life. I don't know him. I'm sure he's a really fine guy. I know some of the human beings in Cleveland. They're good human beings. Stefanski, good human beings. I'm talking strictly football here. I don't know what the hell you would hire Kevin Stefanski for. I'm sorry. What the hell is Cleveland doing? All right? I don't know.
I mean, actually, I obtained some audio of the Browns head coaching committee, and they're brainstorming here about making a choice.
Get the tools.
What tools?
The tools we've been using for the last 10 years.
On your toes, men!
All right, Kevin Stefanski, again, 37 years of age, Browns' new head coach. We'll have more from head coach Kevin Stefanski. Coach Kevin, we'll do that, all right? I'm a Polack and I can't even say it right. Next podcast. Welcome to Cleveland. I'm sorry that your life is about to be ruined. Well, things are getting out of control in the Middle East. But no, things are really freaking nuts in Iran.
Just hours after Iran's military admitted shooting down the passenger plane, the protests began. Thousands of mostly young people joined angry crowds in Tehran. And the protests continued last night, too. Social media videos showed at least one woman shot in the leg.
Jesus.
Tehran's police chief said he'd urged his officers to use restraint.
Yeah, exactly.
But witnesses say police were using live rounds, just not shooting to kill. It all started with a candlelight vigil, but quickly morphed into crowds chanting, "The Revolutionary Guards are dictators. And the enemy is not America, it's within."
The people of Iran are starting to see government for what it is, a bunch of freaking liars. This is very scary. It's easy to walk away from the TV. I know you don't want to see this shit, okay? But this could happen anywhere or any place where there's too much government. People of Iran that are protesting, they're brave people. They are good people. They are people that are fed up with being lied to. Now, they're young. And if you don't know anything about Iran's population, that's a good thing, because youth is the largest population block in Iran. Over 60% of Iran's 80 million people are under the age of 30. There's a lesson for everybody here, okay? Lots of government is a bad thing. Tell me one thing that government has put their hands on that doesn't turn into waste and corruption. Better yet, why don't you email, Radio Danny on Facebook? I don't think that's going to come, but... All right, another week, another Democrat is dropping out of the presidential race.
This news just out, Cory Booker has ended his presidential campaign.
I'm not terribly surprised, considering there's a debate coming up tomorrow night and Cory Booker will not be on the stage for it. It's do or die time. We're going to actually start voting, which is very exciting. And he just wasn't resonating with the Democratic base.
It's so bad with Cory Booker. I thought that I fell in news. Okay. I thought the freak show quit like a month ago. And I believe right now we're down to about 47 candidates right now that are running for the Democratic nomination. It's like an Amish family, You leave the room, you come back, and there's four more in there. Still have 300 days of this nonsense. All right, let's come back to Willoughby, Ohio. That's where I live, right? I love this town. It's really cool, right? A lot of character, a lot of heritage. And it figures I find a microbrewery, 2 miles from my house, and it shuts down. Now, this is a big story in Cleveland, all right? This one right here.
Moving on now, Willoughby Brewing Company has reopened tonight after being shut down yesterday for not paying their taxes.
And tonight we are learning that unpaid taxes may be just the tip of the problems there. Andrew Horansky is live in Willoughby to explain. Drew, good evening to you.
Good evening to you. The owner here blames that shutdown on an administrative error, which has apparently been fixed because, as you said, Willoughby Brewing is back open tonight. Still, if you dig into court records, you will find there is a lot that remains unresolved.
Mm-hmm.
Opening in 1998, Willoughby Brewing has been a fixture until last night when the state shut it down over unpaid sales taxes, a note on the door sending patrons away. Well, tonight we're learning that the owner, Roland Cook III, may have even bigger problems, with this lawsuit alleging that he fraudulently coerced a 73-year-old woman into selling her majority stake of the restaurant well below market value nearly 2 years ago. According to these documents, the woman acquired the shares from her son and at first refused to sell, giving in under duress and panic, allegedly induced by the threat of litigation and a false promise she could buy back her interest. When the sale went through, it gave Cook 90% of the business. Tonight, the lawsuit is just one of seven against him.
Uh-huh.
The woman claims she hasn't even been paid all her money. All of it coming to light as Willoughby Brewing's owner battles bankruptcy and back taxes.
Okay. Friends, all right, so what you got to do when something like that, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's a stench, there's usually a turd. So you got to investigate. I have nothing but time on my hands, friends. It's the greatest gift. The gift that you give that you can't give back. It's called time. All right, so the place was shut down for 36 hours. Cash flow problem. They need marketing. They can't afford it. So let's get shut down. We'll get the media out here. And by the way, stupid media, they're like rats looking for cheese. Like, oh, okay, there's cheese over here. Boom. They're just, anyhow, all the networks covered it. Free publicity. The back open in time for the weekend. Well played, sir. A little bit more to this story, too. Let's dig deeper. The owner is 53. Oh, he's got a 20-year-old girlfriend. He showers her with gifts. Allegedly, this story is not over. Marshawn Lynch, do you know who this character is? And he is a character. Great football player. He came out of retirement, signed with the Seattle Seahawks towards the end of the season. And Seattle, if you follow the NFL, you know that they were eliminated in the playoffs this past weekend. Well, I said that Marshawn Lynch is a character because the guy's great. He's audio gold. And he offered up some advice to his fellow NFL players.
I say like this, though, right? It's a vulnerable time for a lot of these young dudes, you feel me? They don't be taking care of their chicken right, you feel me? So if it was me or if I had an opportunity to let these little young sahabs know something.
What?
I say take care of y'all money, African, because that shit don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of for retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what the fuck you want to. So I tell y'all right now while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies, you know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken. You feel me? They'll take care of y'all mentals because, look, we ain't lasting that long.
There you go. I wrote it down, friends. It's a shit don't last. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your mentals. Now, I spent 2 years in college, believe it or not, Ohio University down in Athens, Ohio. That way I can say, yeah, I studied in Athens. I'm like, wow. Well, don't mention the Ohio thing. Anyhow, I took jive in college. And what the young urban troubadour was saying is budget your money. It doesn't last. Keep your mind fresh. Women love the royal family. Men, we couldn't really give a shit. The royal family is an absolute mess right now. And Cliff Note version is this. I think we all can relate to this because it happens in all families. An outsider comes in, quiet at first. They marry into the family. Then they want to change things. Martha McCollum nailed it on The Five the other day. Listen to this.
He's sixth in line for the throne. If they just sort of slipped out of the public eye and did their own thing, nobody would ever really notice that they were gone. The Queen said, you know, don't make a public announcement. This is my only request to you. Don't make a big deal out of this. Let's talk about it. Let's work something out. So clearly this is sort of like it's all about me moment for Meghan Markle, it appears, and for Harry. They want to make a big statement. They want it to be dramatic. They want to exit the royal family. And, you know, this is stiff upper lip versus, you know, everything is about me, Americanism.
Bingo, there it is right there. All right, come on, let's be honest, right? Meghan Markle, she wants to be famous. She and Harry have created their own brand. She couldn't make it on her own. So what does she do? She latches on to Harry. She becomes famous for what? For being famous. Oh, they have a kid together. So she's forever linked to the royal family. Is that harsh? Perhaps. Is it the truth? Abso-freaking-lutely. Let's end with a love story, shall we? Man in Mexico, after taking a sexual stimulant used for breeding bulls, he had an erection, friends. that lasted 3 days. That is not a news story. That is what it's like to be a 14-year-old boy. I remember those times well, friends.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. They get your hand off my penis!
There you go. How about that? Be my friend on Facebook. It's Radio Danny. Feedback, that's always good. I like to get the emails. Very good, all right? And forward the podcast because I need all the help I can get. Trust me.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.